Part of the inspiration to actually give quinoa a crack came from the work that was done at the nearby Frank Wise Institute, which is sort of the research farm here in Kununurra. And the farm manager is Mark Warminton, who joins us now. Mark, can you give us an idea of how quinoa ended up on the agenda here at the research farm?
Well, it all started off back in around May 2012, working with UWA on a GRDC project, quinoa as a new crop in Australia. So we started off with a measly 5 grams of seed, and amazingly, the whole idea of the project was to actually see if it would flower up here, because it is affected by heat. So if the temperature was suitable, it would flower, set seed, and we'd be able to harvest.
So after all the work you've done, how does it feel for you to see growers taking that on board and now doing commercial crops?
Makes me just feel a little bit proud, Matt. Yeah, it's been a fairly long road to get to where we are at the moment. We've had failures, but I think we're starting to understand how the crop works now.
For these growers, what do you think is the key to getting some good yields and good quality this season?
Well, the wet start certainly hasn't helped us, as Christian mentioned. But I think that plant population is very important. If you get the plant population, you get your weeds under control. At this stage, we haven't got any herbicides we can use to control weeds, so we've got to get that population right.
Okay. Is the herbicide issue something that can be fixed in future years?
We've actually setting up a replicator trial this year, trying quite a few different products, and we'll see how the weeds and the crop react to the chemical.
What's your thoughts on this being a crop for the Northern Territory, if you don't mind skipping the border for a moment?
Yeah, no, it's got potential across Australia. The biggest trick is trying to work out what variety is going to suit what area. We've been looking at varieties which are growing down south, and they react totally differently in the north with the heat.
Right.
So we've just really got to suss out a lot more varieties. And the Northern Territory, the Katherine Research Station is part of the GRDC project this year, and they've received their seed and will be planting some to have a look to see how it goes.
Wow. How big's the market for quinoa? If all Territorians start planting this stuff tomorrow, are they going to flood the market?
Yeah, there's always a risk of that with your funky foods, as you call them. At the moment we're sitting on about a 5,000-tonne market. There's plenty of room for it to grow, and also, as Christian mentioned, there is a big calling for Australian grown with our clean green image, and I think it's going to be quite a developing market.
Do you eat it?
I do, actually, yep.
How do you cook up the quinoa?
Well, look, we just mix it with rice and boil it together.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then you have a half rice, half quinoa mix, and it adds a nice nutty flavour through.
You're looking fit.
I'm always fit.
You mentioned you're going to do some research on herbicide. Is there anything else going on here at the farm this year in terms of research in quinoa? What are you looking at?
Yeah, we're working with a number of entities this year. So herbicide is one of them. We're really keen to get a hold of some new germplasm to see if we've got other varieties which are going to be suited. We've basically identified one which is quite suitable to the ord, and it will probably be suitable for the Northern Territory. But there's so many different lines out there. When you look at where it's naturally grown over in South America, goes from zero up to 2,000 metres high, and there's so many different varieties which slot into each of those areas. So there's a lot of work to be done on varieties.
It'll keep you busy.
It'll keep me very busy.
What do you think quinoa could mean for this region?
It just gives us another rotation, and still, if it remains a high-value crop, it's got a lot of potential for this region. Because our inputs are so high, we need that high return to make it worthwhile.
And it's reasonably low volume,
Correct.
More so than watermelons.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it will stay a relatively low volume, otherwise, like you said before, the market could get blown out and we won't reach that high status.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having a chat to the Country Hour today. Really appreciate it, and look forward to chewing into some Ord quinoa later on in the year.
Thanks very much, Matt.